paper chase.
Hood bitches.
I'm on a paper chase. 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 I say I'm riding around the city and I'm jugging.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, what? I thought y'all niggas was playing.
That was weird.
Yo, I started off again. I like that intro. That was hard. You could have just went into it.
Just
good. Yeah, just go. Fuck it.
It's the Paper Chase Podcast. Okay, well, shit. I'm gonna just restart again. Welcome everybody. This is the Paper Chase Podcast. We give it to you raw, no filter. I'm your host, T Cloud Trinity, whatever you want to call me. To my left, I got Biggie Boss right here.
Hello.
I got Oreo Cookies.
Jay Sersky.
Today. We got the Vagabond crew right here. We got Javis and we got DOD Outcast.
Yes, sir.
How y'all niggas
what
doing?
The fuck's up?
I'm doing good. I'm all right. I'm tired of taking care of my son and everything.
While this nigga's taking care of his son, I'm actually fucking unpacking.
He's a new father today, or yesterday, I should say.
You want to explain the story of this nigga's son? That I want to know your son.
I don't understand this.
Right, yes. All right, so I'm on my way from work, you know, humble 9 to 5, broke. Coming home tired, talking to white people all day, and you know, I noticed a small creature, you know, a fan of nuts, if you may say.
So, these nuts
and
no pies, nigga.
And the nigga,
no pies.
And the nigga was just there. You know, I didn't think he paid me no mind. I crossed the street and I see him follow me, and I'm thinking this is weird because, you know, I ain't got no nuts on me, and I don't feel like I look like a squirrel. So I was like, all right. And then the nigga crossed the street and he touched me a little. And I was like, okay. So I felt like his mom was near, so I just picked him up and I put him next to a tree. Next thing you know, he hopped off the tree and he kept following me for like 4 blocks, and I could not shake him. Like, I didn't feel the need to run because I was already tired from work, but, like, I felt like I should have. But I kind of noticed that he was abandoned, so I have a pet squirrel now.
Hey. Not well, a not pet, really. You got a son.
Yeah, I got a son.
You have a son.
Like a
what's his name?
Marcus. Can you, his name is Marcus.
Marcus the squirrel.
Marcus the squirrel is going to be a real one.
Yeah.
Because next thing you know, you're going to be making beats. Chilling, doing your thing, and all of a sudden you're in the bathroom. All of a sudden you hear,
you're thinking it's Alvin.
Heat, dog. He's spitting fucking heat.
You thinking it's Alvin? You thinking
Marcus
it's Alvin?
But the chipmunks.
This motherfucking Marcus is the chipmunks, man.
Hard.
So Zane going crazy in the studio. He's like, I got nuts. 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 No pause.
Wow.
No pies.
All of that.
So that was your weekend. That was your week's
that
recap.
That was my yes yesterday.
That was yesterday. That was just that was a light week.
Yeah, he had the crib chill.
He got a son. Light work. Yeah. No flex.
Adopted so.
How about
you,
adopted
man? A creature.
How was the last week? Yeah.
Oh me, bro. I mean, cool,
that was yesterday. It was Mimosa Saturday.
We had a weird
Mimosa Saturday.
Yeah.
We got
so,
this thing that we do. It's Mimosa Saturday.
We only drink mimosas.
It's like, you know, it's just like when hood niggas trying to like cut loose and stuff. So we just do mimosas, you know.
You know, mimosas is usually a white girl thing. You
and
know?
We had a white like, girl yesterday.
We had a white girl.
But you know what? We
we had a white girl yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a white girl yesterday.
Mimosas is like
that's fair. They took white Air Forces from niggas. So.
They took mimosas.
He woke up and he just chose violence. He said, you know what, fuck it, y'all took the goddamn one thing I love and y'all mash it up. I'm taking everything. I'm taking the fucking, you like potpourri, I'm taking that bitch, it's mine now.
Yeah You see your mimosas right here,
it's mine.
Yeah, fine. What the fuck you mean?
Appropriate white women culture is a new thing. Niggas gonna steal yoga mats now.
Ah, that's what he's
gonna stop us.
We gonna be the Buddhists. We run the city.
Niggas gonna start watching 15 Candles. So you crazy?
15
Candles? That movie. You know,
niggas gonna be start like making soaps. Even though they've been making soaps, they gonna start making soaps, taking all the soaps and.
I'm not even gonna lie. I shouldn't even expect. Well, fuck, should I?
Talk about it.
Damn. Soap's on the way. Fuck.
You making soap?
I'm making soaps.
Is it black soap?
Other shit, yeah.
I knew it, bro.
Come on, man.
It's the only soap that matters.
Hey, man, so all I'm saying, like,
it's the only soap I use. You know that.
All I see is traditional with the soap bar.
The old traditional soap.
Little giraffe on the soap. Wash the back of your long-ass neck, nigga.
Your neck long. You can't reach all that dirt. Well, get that black soap. No scrub needed. You just get the dirt right out.
So you guys just dropped... I would say it would be the deluxe version.
Yeah. Deluxe,
of the
like
project
fire.
You guys saw.
Yeah.
Fire project. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hard. The merch is even stupider.
Sold out. Sold out. You can't get that shit no more. So by the time shit pops off,
eBay worth like 150K.
Nah, exactly. One day. So
that's just the shipping and handling too.
So how was it like? Because I've never done like a deluxe to anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or how like from the original project that you guys had to the deluxe? Like what like difference was in it? And like what did you feel like? Oh, this was missing, and you added something.
Nothing.
It was pretty natural.
We just made it for the sake of it.
All the time when this nigga comes to my crib. We have two choices. He kicks my ass in Street Fighter.
Facts.
And we make beats.
That's beyond facts.
Which Street Fighter? Which one?
Third Strike, the OG one.
Even Capcom versus SNK.
We got
been my game for facts. Years.
I'm going to say this now, and I mean this on my dead homie Gray Bro. Yeah. I'm the best Akuma player in Montreal.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah?
There's
fuck
nobody
you.
In the world.
Fuck you.
Well, not in the world. Sorry. I'm not going to say that. In Montreal, in terms of Akuma, can take me.
Have you ever thought Akuma player,
mm-hmm.
really?
I'm not good.
He's talking too much cap. Once I come to my senses, shit. My strength.
He hasn't beat me in a year, dog. And you know what's funny, bro? I was the last nigga to learn how to play Street Fighter.
At least you don't play with a delusional nigga that swears he's on, like, when you lose, you lose. Nigga, yeah. You got hey, your hey, ass. Hey,
listen. I take the L's. I take the L's, and I'm fine with it. But I know that I always tell Dio, I'm like, I'm going to beat your ass consistently. I always look at
him. And they know this.
You whoop who? You don't whoop my cousin. You don't whoop me. You don't whoop no.
Years of getting whooped by
niggas is disrespectful, bro. Like, it's so disrespectful because it's like, yo, I really have to screen record shit sometimes.
Marvel vs. Capcom. It could be
took your ass whooped.
Same here.
Took your ass whooped.
It could be Tekken. It could be Mortal Kombat. It could be Soul Calibur. It could be UFC 1.
Technical difference.
UFC Undisputed. Nigga.
Bro, the only time that he wins,
he could be Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3.
Oh my god, you're such a fucking liar, bro. You're such a fucking liar, bro. You're such a fucking liar, bro. Like, it's crazy to me, bro.
I have to literally try to tell Dio and tell people, like, I should screen record my fucking plays whenever I beat him, because he thinks that I always never beat him.
Bro.
And then there's times.
Nigga, you haven't beat me in a year, bro.
What I'm talking about is that he loses.
But if we're talking about
losing like 6 times, 10 times in a row, you win 2.
Right. Niggas talk too much shit.
He's talking about yo, and it's like, what are you talking about? Fat L's. Mario Kart. Fat L's. Smash Brothers is the only game that is 50
grand. I'm not talking about Smash Brothers.
Hold on. Because we had this discussion way back that we're like, there's gonna come a point on the show where niggas is gonna talk trash about who's better than who, and this just certifies it.
Yeah. We're gonna have
to get a system and a
tournament.
TV.
Yes, yeah. I got the
NCC.
I got all the consoles, and he knows that.
Hold up, listen,
dog, and he knows that. Don't even.
I got all the consoles.
Are you winning?
Hold up, bro. Am I winning?
I agree.
Am I winning though?
He only wins in Mario Kart and Smash Bros.
I'm gonna go home tonight, and I'll show you
Mario Kart and Smash Bros.
Listen, boys.
Those are the two
every
things
time,
I can give them.
Every time I fight now,
we gonna film.
And every time I do a match, I try to screen record now.
I'm going to try to screen record.
I'm going to be like, no proof,
that's
anything.
I'm going to film.
I'm going to take my phone. I'll be like, here, here's a match. You want to watch the whole match? Watch the match, dog.
Because
every time he thinks I haven't beat him in a year, there's moments where I'll beat him, and then he'll beat me 10 times.
We're in a group.
You're my cousin's bitch. You know that, right? You're my cousin's bitch, bro. You never, like, ever won, bro. Sure. And my whoops your ass.
The video game shit gets heat.
Check this out. We're in a group. Him and I are in a group with a bunch of other niggas called Slug Network. Yeah. With all the homies just hang out. We make music together. I can call anybody right now on the phone. They will confirm verbally.
Yeah. You know what? Call him. I'll give a fuck.
Call Craig.
Hold on.
I'll give a fuck.
I have a question for him.
Go ahead.
Since, like, because you said, like, you think you're the best Akuma player
in Montreal.
Have you? Because there's
I played a lot of
what was the thing that you can
the arcade in downtown?
Arcade MTL. Like,
yo, not arcade.
Remember
MTL.
We played the we did.
Yeah, I beat you 17 times.
No, that's when I 17 first,
times
I first with
started. The
play, with I first started playing the game.
My 17 times.
My
yeah. They always like choose, but I have to take the L.
No, nigga. I gave him that.
17.
I first started playing the game.
17. Be like that.
I beat this nigga. I beat this nigga in one day over 30 times, bro. in one day.
I'll take that.
I'll take that. And it's recorded. Crowdlord has it on camera.
I'll take that.
He'll say, "Online,
I'm done." Because I was having a bad day.
Not only that, I'm not even done. I whooped this nigga on his birthday. On his birthday. Remember, we played Street Fighter V. Me and Crowdlord.
It's official.
I beat him perfect.
No, you want to laugh? He beat me when I was dying off sardines.
Nah, that wasn't that same day. That wasn't that same day. That was another day too. I beat him perfect.
What? You were dying off sardines?
You're allergic.
Yeah, he ate. Oh, this nigga, look,
he's allergic.
One day we just came to his crib to record. Me, him, and Carlo. We were supposed to make some music, and then he's just like, he white in the face. I'm like, "What did you eat? What's wrong with you?" He's like, "Oh, I ate a can of sardines." I'm like, "What happened?"
Sardines and crackers. I was bored.
Sardines and crackers. But the thing is, he could have bought anything else. He just didn't feel like spending money, so he just ate whatever like sardines he had.
Whatever I had.
This nigga's fate was like white, like Sammy Sosa white, like fuck.
Oh my god.
Food poisoning.
Like my
From fucking sardines.
I didn't want to smoke weed. I didn't want to drink.
Of course,
I
you were dying.
That nigga was there.
I was trying to play Ninja Storm 3 with Krevlo, and Krevlo was like, "Look at me." He's like, "Bro, you can't play video games."
Nah, he was white.
Like,
he
you
was
can't weird. Play video games.
Did you recover like right away after?
I had to go to sleep.
Ninja Storm 3. Are you good at Ninja Storm 3?
I'm decent. These niggas are good.
I'm really good.
Are you really good at Ninja Storm
3? I'm decent.
You play Storm 4?
I played to Storm 4.
You play PS4? You got PSN? PS4.
Nigga, add me right now.
Oh, really? Because I got it downloaded in my... All right, you know what?
Well, add me. You can add me, bro.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and start playing that game again. That's my...
Bro, you're still going to lose.
I used the first. I used the first Hokage. And I whoop niggas ass.
You're OP.
You're
using OP character.
Nah, he's not that OP. He's not that OP.
You're using nothing. OP character.
That doesn't mean nothing.
Yo, not OP. Niggas can go and play the fourth Hokage and they think they're nice. No, they think they're nice just by playing the fourth Hokage.
I use Shisui a lot.
I use Shisui, but Shisui's broken. Shisui's broken. Shisui's broken.
With Shisui, I'll beat you with Danzo. If you use Shisu, I'll use
I know Danzo. How. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know
about.
You do. I know you do.
Any nigga want to use any OPP nigga, I just get Danzo. The motherfucker.
I know. Yo, if you want to talk about OP, I would just go on Rock Lee. Rock Lee, Teen Edition. Rock Lee, Teen Edition.
Yeah, it's really broken.
You're done.
Yeah, I can play
Sorry.
I'll just get the Yellow Flash. That's it. I'll just get the Yellow Flash on niggas. I just get the Yellow Flash on niggas.
Hidan, I don't know if I believe anything else of him. Because Hidan doesn't have no reach.
He's slow.
And his triangle circle is trash. Yeah.
But a triangle circle is actually pretty good when you're
close.
When you're dashing. Once you see the guy dashing at you, you do the triangle circle, you just do that thing.
Real talk, I love using Hinata. Adult, dude.
She's good.
Yo,
she's good.
Actually
adult with the fuckers.
Yes. She's actually the strong.
The Lion Fist.
She's the Flying Fist. Yeah. If you combo that with the Flying Fist all the time, with the combo with the
Flying
Fist.
He's not up to date. He's like catching up,
bro.
Done. He's so far behind.
You're done with the combo.
He's so far behind.
Even at Nadal house, I didn't see you touch the
sticks. With the Boruto package with it.
I got that. You recently got it.
When you get the last Sasuke with one arm, bro.
One arm, nigga. OPP. Nigga's broken.
This nigga be doing a fireball jutsu, but it's like lava. Yep. It doesn't make sense, bro. This nigga's actually serious.
That's
dope. No, it's actually lava. It's like a Amaterasu fireball jutsu. Crazy.
The big ball one?
Yeah. And it's just like.
Yeah,
I feel like he
infused
so much,
it.
Bro.
He infused it together. What body's like so here? Much. I'm gonna give you that bitch. That shit's never gonna die, and you get extra burns.
Right, yo, back to Vagabond.
Anyway, we're talking too much video games.
Back to Vagabond.
It's good.
How
it's
did
good.
The first Vagabond before the deluxe? How did it come about?
We met.
Want to talk about it?
Yeah, we met. I met him at a show. Coming down from the show,
Sweatshirt.
We went to Earl Sweatshirt's show, but we met before at the other show, the Grammy thing at Saint Laurent.
True.
Yeah, and then we met really quick on the street, and then we went to Earl Sweatshirt's show together, and then we just linked to make music. And at the time, you lived the.
I lived in my dad's house. Yeah,
at your house with your dog. Shout out to Odie, RP the
rest
nigga.
Rest in peace, Odie.
We linked there, and then I came in the nigga crib, and like I was working at the time, and my feet smelled really bad, so I washed my feet. at his crib.
The man, the first thing, the fucked up part is, it's like he's gonna go like, "Yo, what's up? How you doing? Yo, what's up? How you doing? You good? You good?" He's like, "Hey, yo, can I go wash my feet real quick?" And I'm just like, "I word."
That's really polite.
But like, I didn't understand because I was like, "Why do you need to wash your feet? Don't you live in Montreal?" But he didn't tell me where he lived. He lived far away.
Really far,
you journeyed. So, you journeyed.
I literally smelt his socks from the moment I opened the door. So I was like, "I had to wash my feet because we're about to go see Earl Sweatshirt." Like live, so it's like, yo,
that's
you gonna mosh pit, bro? So it's just like,
sick.
Wash your feet, bro.
Yeah, I had to.
And then,
I didn't.
How was the show?
It was really good. It was really
fun. That was inspiring. That's what kind of like made me do be like, we need to make like Vagabond like legit, you know?
Yo, how'd y'all make Vagabond? So yeah, my feet stank, and then I told this nigga, yo, I need to wash my feet in your sink, like right now. Like fam, like it's stank.
He used my bathtub. He didn't use the shower either. He took the bathtub, he was washing his feet. And then we did one.
This dirty nigga wouldn't have even done that.
Of the song,
dirty nigga
would have
raw dogged it.
Otis, yeah.
Yeah, we recorded Otis.
He made a song.
And then like the moment we recorded Otis, we're like, all right, this is a hit, this is nice. And then after that, we went to the Earl Sweatshirt show. Still have stanky feet.
He's saying, this nigga just said, if you wild, do the stanky leg. Do the stanky leg. Do the stanky leg.
That was not bad. That's how you know a nigga working hard.
It happens. It happens. Niggas got stanky feet, and they be real. They be real as fuck.
If you come home from work and you don't smell, you wasn't working.
If you go into the club with your homies, and you know you got stanky feet, and you're not saying shit, you fucked up.
Even when I had the fucking best job, I had to wear the dress.
I let
him
be.
Oh, and with the socks, yeah, they don't
bro.
Breathe. Yeah.
I'm not here to be supportive. I am not trying to be supportive.
Now you're talking about a journey. Where did you guys originally come from Montreal? Where did you come from? Well,
from Montreal,
where did
you mean?
Where did you grow up?
Yeah.
In Montreal, you mean?
Well, like, where did you grow up?
It doesn't matter. Okay, fine. I grew up
that's
in Congo.
That's the right question.
Yeah, because I...
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Yeah,
where
I'm
are you
from? I'm Congolese. I'm from Congo. I was born and raised in Kinshasa. I dipped when I was like 5 or 6.
Oh,
and then,
shout out to Zola.
And then,
Zola.
Then I moved to Texas. Then I moved to New York. Then I moved here.
Which part of Texas?
Dallas for a little bit in Houston. And then
South trip. That was in what year?
2000.
I'm gonna keep it a buck 50. I'm a road man. You know. England and Jamaica.
I forgot you English.
Yeah. So
I'm a road man.
Yeah. So,
you're from England,
lad. The fucked up part is, I'm raised in Laval. Yeah. So Laval game, okay, that's for sure. But you know, Laval is Laval. There's nothing to do with Laval. So that's how I got my talent. You know. From nothing.
No, I think it's the London influence. You know, I think it's the London influence.
Your parents, your mom or your dad?
My mom is English. My dad's Jamaican.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh shit!
Sure. Cause they have joint citizenship. You think I be talking out of my ass when I say that, bro? They go there cause it's easy. Anyways, it's cause I had a rant on Twitter and I'm just like,
yo, if this were speaking facts, then fuck it.
I was like, bro, it's like, who has the most impact on the world? And I'm like, bro, you're stupid to even think that. Like, bro, we ain't even inspired America. Like, what? Like, dog, no, we're not. Anyways.
I'm dead.
All right,
I'm
man. Sorry, so man. Where did I'm the sorry. Music, where did I'm the hip hop fantasy come from? Where did you guys pick up the love for hip hop?
Oh, well, obviously, this nigga in my skin, Mad Lib, and this nigga in my skin, too. Doom's funny thing dead. About this tattoo, though,
Doom.
I got it on November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, shout out to Blue Essentials. She did my, you know, whole ink here, and she had the ghost thing, and I'm like, well, he ain't dead yet, but I don't want to make it feel like he dead.
Yeah,
this whole time he died on October 31st on Halloween.
Yeah,
so my whole arm predicted the future this whole time, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And it's kind of fucked up, so that fucking broke my heart knowing, like, you know, January 1st I found out that Doom
when,
died.
When I saw that, they were like, when they announced
that's
it
hard.
The
that's
date
hard.
Was so right? far
that's fucked up but that's hard
but I understand though, the family wanted to keep it like
the family really kept for a whole month,
for all not for 2 months, dog.
Yeah, whatever the case was.
Yeah. So it's just like, rest in peace to MF Doom, because these were my influence of just like knowing that, like, you can rap, but you can produce, you can be a product of like everything, you know?
Such a respected dude, though.
That's why, like, you know, I follow my roots, I follow my ancestors, my musical ancestors, not just, you know, anything.
Who else have you, like, you have influences from?
Honestly, bro, Joe.
Joe who?
The R&B Budden? Singer.
Yeah, I knew he was talking
Budden?
About
Budden.
I wanted to clarify.
If it was Joe Budden, you would have said Joe
Budden. I'm so mad. I was like, oh, Joey?
I was about to say Joe Budden.
I was like, he's talking about the R&B singer.
The R&B singer Joe.
My cousin used to listen to Joe.
The reason why the R&B singer Joe, because my mama used to fucking play that shit all the time.
I want to know. I won't lie, bro. That is where my love for R&B came
dude
from.
Dude, hard, bro. Dude, it was hard. You know.
Joe and Brian McKnight.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Brian McKnight.
Brian McKnight was hard as fuck.
Yes, bro.
Brian McKnight was hard as fuck.
McKnight, I won't lie to you. Those were the two reasons why I gravitated to R&B.
Me was Barry White and Lou Rawls.
Lerose.
But also like some like Jimi Hendrix and some like metal shit too. I've been like influenced by so many things. So I try to make my hip hop era is more just like out the norm of hip hop. So it's just like,
how about you, Dio? Like, were you some of you?
I didn't like rap growing up. So like, I really didn't fuck with this shit.
Congo tunes?
Nah, not even, bro. I listened growing up. I listened to jazz and classical music. So I really just
talk to him because Beethoven was black,
and he's blind too.
Earlin Woods, John Coltrane,
Coltrane, yes,
Miles Davis, yeah, obviously all the classics.
You watch a Miles Davis movie that came out not too long ago, yo.
I don't like biopics.
It's weird because
they always. I feel like I'm always gonna believe Miles something Davis that's not true.
My uncle, facts.
So switch it up for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, they add a bunch of stuff. Like, yeah,
of course.
So I didn't really like rap growing up that much. Growing up in like Texas and everything.
Yeah,
like I kind of. I kind of got shown, like, you know, like the, like, when Crunk was a thing.
Yeah.
When I painted the time, so it was a lot of, like, and my cousins, like.
You saw the movie with the clowns?
I didn't even see it, nah. But I know what you're talking about, but I never seen it.
Like Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
No. There's
the
like
Crunk movie about clowns in, like, L.A. and in California.
Yes,
like,
clowns?
Yeah. It was, like, niggas who would paint their faces as clowns, see, and they'd be the best Crunk.
Didn't watch that, because that.
On the West Coast.
Didn't watch that because
some of them were banging.
I don't like.
You know, and then they were.
I don't like
night,
a fear thing or just
no. It's not
clowns.
A fear thing. It's an annoying thing.
It's true. He's afraid of clowns.
I'm not afraid of fucking clowns. I don't like them.
Did you watch the movie It?
I'll beat this shit. Yo, you
that
come
shit
near
is
me,
garbage.
I'm beating your ass. I'm not scared to death. Like, beat your
moving
ass.
On, moving
just
on
annoying,
from
bro. Wait. I'm not intrigued in your shit. You're just annoying.
So you would just beat a clown because he's
bro, you're getting close to me. Back up. I tell you 6 times to back up and you're coming at me. You're doing some stupid shit. I'm knocking you the fuck out at the birthday party. I don't care. First of all, I don't attend no birthday party with clowns in it. You're not funny. You're annoying, bro. Move. It's annoying. Yo, bro, it gets me triggered because you're like,
I feel that. Because
there's that, and then there's the movies. You're catching bodies, and then just get away, bro. Just get away.
Bro. But, I'm not done. But that means that you just don't fuck with clowns. That's it.
I just don't fuck with clowns. Like, I don't want, like, get away from me, bro. Like, don't touch me, bro. See, when that dude was disguising himself as Batman, I was so happy.
No, there's someone, Dead Eyes, bro. When I used to live in Grand Boulevard, and this was like when back then when like people were dressing as clowns just to fuck around and just like fuck around with people and just chase you, right?
Yeah.
Someone, you know where the Grand, you know where the Grand Boulevard bridge is in NDG? With the train and shit?
Wow.
You know where the Grand Boulevard bridge in NDG? So in the Grand Boulevard bridge in NDG, I was walking, right? And it was like when I was like roommates with my sister and shit. There was some random clown dressed up and shit, and this was like in November, and he was trying to follow that
2020?
Trend. This was like 2017, okay. Bro.
Yeah, that's when it was like a thing.
Like it was a thing where people was dressed in clowns and shit. Some guy was trying to be some fuck shit, trying to play as a fucking clown and try to chase me and shit. And I live right next to my house, so I'm like, you want to chase me next to my house? Cool. I'm gonna walk, and he's following me, and I'm going, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna run. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna run so he can try to play like he can run. And then he goes in my house, and he goes in front of my fucking house, and he's just, like, waving, being like this. I'm just like, nigga. Swear. I'm like, yo, call yourself an Uber and go home. Like, you need help, nigga. See, like, yo.
See, you're nice. Me, like I said, I'm not scared. But I'm back with the baseball bat, and you're not seeing it until it's swung at you.
Back then, I was
wham!
Like,
back up, nigga.
I would be ready to knock people out, but
I
was too nice. But the thing is that
I don't even remember.
Here's the lesson. Here's the lesson. My niceness could have gotten me killed. So you know how black people always die first? Because we too nice, nigga. That's how it is.
I don't even remember your question. What was your question again?
In horror movies.
The question was.
What was your question?
What was your musical influences? You said that you
I didn't like rap
initially. We were talking about clowns music. The whole time.
Yeah, because y'all took it there. It's like, you know,
no,
you know
we did
this
not.
People,
we did not take it there.
These people,
you guys got
you know,
scared.
There's these people but from gotta, LA. You know, they dress as clown. Nigga, fuck clowns.
Yeah, that was a trigger. Yes, that was a trigger for you.
Fuck, man.
Huh? We're talking about crump music, and that's how you
got stupid red nose, like fucking. Dumbass.
Did I answer the question? Oh, yeah. So, I didn't like hip-hop that much. And then, like, I think the first, like, hip-hop album I ever liked or, like, that got me interested into rapping was I found MF Doom's King Ghidorah tape in 2006 on YouTube. Okay. Somebody had uploaded it. And I had never really listened to that type of rap before, and I fell, like, in love with the way he wrote and I made me want to write type of shit. So yeah. I've been writing since I was like around like 10, 9.
Okay.
But I never really knew how to like rap until like, the first song I think I recorded, I was 18. But like all the songs that I made before like were just songs I wrote when I was like 14, 15, and then I like released them later on. But I was like the main nigga. And then afterwards I found Absol from TDE.
Yeah.
Those two niggas are my two favorite rappers of all time.
Because you're nice, bro. You're nice. I put you on my top 5 Montreal.
Appreciate you.
And you're not 5.
Yeah, facts.
Oh God, you're not even five. I swear to God, you're not even five.
You're not even five.
No kizzy, bro.
Because it's
like on some bar shit, you're not five.
I appreciate you for real.
It's like what you do, I give mad respect because you go out of the box. You know what I mean? You don't have you don't rap about 90% of the bullshit people rap about, and it's bruh.
We were talking about it in the car. What'd you say?
Like we were talking about how. Your rapping, well, not your rapping scheme, but like you don't rap about the typical bullshit, like about
gun bars.
Drugs.
No, we said gun bars.
Like you're not doing gun bars. You're not rapping about the other basic stuff. Is that like, yeah, like the other guys here in Montreal, it's either like gun bars or it's like
bitches,
yo,
money.
I'm
bitches,
from the suburbs, money. And.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Natural hood rap shit that can get you multiple views because like. Always, people enjoy that shit because that's the social norm of the algorithm.
It's that dream escape shit of what they're not living. You
so,
know
unfortunately. To be able to, like, literally understand what you say, you gotta actually have, like, me as a fan of rap, to literally understand what you say, you actually have to have, like, your catalog has to be, like, very, I don't know how to say it, like, more like, it's a
diverse.
Variety.
Yeah.
So, like, it's
diverse.
Not, it's, yeah, diverse. Basically, to be able, for me personally, to actually understand what you say. Because, like, when I put you're the type of rap right next to, like, let's say my girlfriend, she won't understand the fucking word you're saying.
All
right. It's like, it sounds like it's a dude rapping with, like,
words?
Major,
with words?
Yo, like I said,
yeah.
She like the... I like my weed from California. That shit.
Yeah, but like a natural rapper named Mavi, he would say, he's like, I make music that you need to read to.
Yes.
That you need to read about.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull up on Rap Genius and like, what the fuck?
We are giving you your flowers now. You deserve, bro.
Sometimes I have to restart the song. For me to like understand the bar. I was really like, I was really shocked. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was really shocked. It's like some of these dudes like, trying to be diverse by trying to mix a French with the rap or like. You know, they sound like really American.
Yeah.
Your shit sounds like that special shit, like that Earl shit.
All right, thank
like you know how Earl sounds special.
He has his own way of writing.
He has his own way of writing, like same way, like you said, Absol and MF Doom. They have their own way of sounding.
Yeah.
Because me, I didn't realize that this whole time I actually heard some MF Doom in the past, but I never would understand because I was like,
his writing is really complex.
It's out of the norm. It's like absurd of rap. You know, it's like breaking the boundaries of rap.
Facts. Yeah.
It's stuff that doesn't make sense, but it makes sense at the same time.
It always makes sense.
Rap is about just putting things together, not just flows and just things that rhyme together. It's putting everything together.
Exactly.
Facts. Yo, I fuck with that pink bandana, by the way. That's actually dope.
Breaking the norm.
Dipset, nah. So
this is my boy Manny's. This is not mine's. So I have to be real. Shout out Tragic Studios. It's just like he was like, "Hey, yo, I got this pink bandana, right?" And I'm there, and I'm like, "Yo, I'm gonna rob this from you soon enough." He's like, "Yeah, word."
Le nec de Jean 23, vous vous rappelez quand j'avais mes shit? Funny how the world goes,
always
right?
Pull out receipts.
Hey, no. Don't even worry. Don't worry. I'll give it back to him.
I know. I've done a lot of shit that these motherfuckers know damn well. They don't talk. That's why I told you they don't like me because you know what's up.
What?
You know
hey, this is on some friendly shit. This is on some.
No. I'm not talking about the people from the West. Like, you know why you don't like me, bro. Don't lie.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yo, so I've been checking your projects. You got 4 albums and stuff on SoundCloud and everything. And I noticed that a few of them, there's a Cyclops reference on Enzo, Vagabond, Vagabond Deluxe, and Hado.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
So one thing is that, like,
yeah, he has a,
it's like a it's like a Cyclops reference.
On Enzo, Vagabond, like, Vagabond what? Deluxe, and Hato, like, look at the covers. All of that? It's it's all Cyclops.
Yeah,
even in the back of the other one, it's a mini Cyclops, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Everybody, you know what's actually fucking crazy about this is that, because our project is based off of manga, so we're trying to bring the influence of the manga and try to, like, branch it out into just hip hop and just the scene in general. And that's
it's already doing manga? It though.
Huh?
It's coming. It's called Vagabond.
Yeah, it's called Vagabond. Yeah, it's literally called Vagabond. Yeah. And that manga is not even done yet. Like, it will never be done. So it's just like, if we put the pieces together, it's just kind of like formulating what it's like being a vagabond in the music industry, what it's like being that, you know, specifically. So put it into words. So the reason why we have Hado and then Vagabond and then Enzo and then the Deluxe is because Hado sounds exactly the same as Enzo.
Yeah.
So if you listen to Hado and the same, like, hook and everything, that vibe, we're trying to make it happen. It's the cadence and everything. It's the same as that. So
cool,
that's mostly Dio's idea of what he wanted to do. And it's like, it's one thing that I appreciate the whole most, because it's like, it makes sense. So that's why there's like 9 or 13 tracks in Vagabond, the first one, and then there's 5 tracks in the Deluxe. So to me, we was just like, okay, well, let's say if the Deluxe is the prequel and Vagabond's the actual sequel of everything.
It
just, like, goes from light to dark. That's how we do it.
I see.
Before to after to everything.
Yeah.
Boom.
God damn.
See?
Mad creative.
But this is, like, creative out of just, like, nigga ideas. That's it.
Yeah, we be bored a lot.
Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short.
We're not selling ourselves short. Just keep it simple.
No, but that ass, like, for real. Because, like, we don't really, like,
it's that simple.
Yeah, but we don't really be thinking too hard about it. It's more
we
like,
don't
we,
think
we,
too much.
Like, you like it, you hang out, you look at it,
we just hang out. We just, like, we think about it, and we're just like, yo, could it be like this? Yes. To this.
And subconsciously,
like,
your brain
just, like, be like, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense the whole time.
Let me compute.
Now. Just how you were showing me a bunch of ideas on your fucking iPad. I was like, okay, so you like my level. So.
Bro, shout out to Yi-Hung for the art. She's the one who made
the art. Yi-Hung, she's amazing.
She's the one
and
who made
people don't notice her because she's not from the scene like that, but she's a great artist. And if you check her page out, she expresses art through feeling and everything.
Fire.
People need to tap in on her, regardless. For even like
she
music
got the plug right here. You guys gave her that plug.
Yeah,
what's her name again?
Yi-Hung.
I don't know how you write her. Instagram,
I don't know how you write her name, but she has, like, this ambiguous Instagram name that I'll give you guys so you can tag her. Okay. But, like, honestly, like, legit. It's there.
Facts, man.
Yo, so I heard that the freaking merch is sold out.
Yeah, yes. It's going. That dipped really
shout
fast.
Shout out to Grimy MTL for doing that.
Yeah, big shout out to Grimy.
Yeah, actually, you worked hard for that, and it's like the limited was like 25 hoodies, and we were just like, let's see how well it does.
That's my number.
And just like,
literally,
surprisingly, we did not expect it to be sold out. And surprisingly, I did not expect Don McLennan from Brockhampton to wear the merch and post it on his profile.
That's dope.
I was just like, yo, that's love, you know, that's love right there. And, like, I appreciate anybody who wears the merch or anybody who supports me or supports us, you know. It's just
that's
like, we're doing it just for love and everything, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
So, how are
you gonna go? No, I was just gonna ask more shit about the merch. Are you guys gonna re-release some new stuff?
We thought about it.
Think about ideas, but I don't want to put anything set in stone in this podcast. So,
all right.
Basically, fuck you, nigga.
It will happen when you see it. When you see it, it will go. It'll go.
Double tap, nigga.
That's good, sure, man.
Because,
like,
yo, you don't want niggas to be capping on the podcast and be like, yeah, this coming out real soon.
Real soon.
And then all of a sudden, I'm out there, where is it?
You know what?
Nobody capped, though. Who capped?
No. Nobody. But some
who
people
capped?
Do.
No. We haven't had any cappers on this show yet.
Are we thinking about just the same name? Because I feel like the way you looked at me, it's like I should
oh,
know.
Shit. He looked at. Look, dude. None of my business.
Look, dude.
I'm gonna take a sip before.
Yo.
No, let's go, Pat.
C'est pas de le snitch, okay?
No, let's yeah, every guest was a great guest.
Every guest
gave us valuable information to be willing to be shared on the page, and That's what the, this is what the page is for.
I hate y'all because y'all didn't transfer me money.
A light.
Transfer me money.
What? You transfer you playing. Money, Jesus I'm Christ.
They were amazing.
Now it's not, don't listen to this nigga. <thing. laughs>
<Hey, you know, laughs> what? They know damn well. I be communicating with them all the time.
So, like, tell me, like, because you guys clearly met before COVID, before all this crazy
all,
shit
all happened. That bullshit.
I'm a year before COVID, I think.
Year,
so,
year
so around COVID. The time I was chilling with you guys had
yeah,
just
that's
linked
what I
up?
Just, yeah, yeah, I didn't know.
No way.
We were linking up.
Like that time we all went to Nadell's house and you were there. That's like my third time seeing him.
Yeah. Like, okay. Really, like okay. This is when like we were really trying to take this shit seriously. Like,
The way you guys had chemistry, I thought you guys knew each other.
No, I really don't like James, though.
I fucking hate this nigga.
I don't like
this
nigga. I hate this
nigga. I feel you. He's such a bitch. I want to beat his ass all the time.
We argue every time, but we still love each other. But I hate this nigga. I hate this nigga.
I'm a great person.
Shut the fuck up.
That's like these two.
I'm a great person.
Your relationship is like these two.
Anyway, I still love you, nigga.
I'm a great person.
You're a piece of shit.
I'm like,
you're a piece of I'm fucking like, shit.
I'm
shut up.
We just
person.
Started beef.
You know,
you're
I'm like
a piece of shit.
I'm like eczema that you refuse to buy cream for.
You hear what you're saying?
But I have eczema, so don't you get in that shit, nigga.
That's refuse what I am.
To buy cream for.
I'm irritated.
It's like dry, nigga. Just dry.
It'd be niggas
just
like dry. They'll irritated. Spend money on bottle service, but won't get cream for eczema, cream. And your whole hand look like sandpaper for the rest of the day.
I'm gonna put that on.
Can't
my
function.
Little,
like, I'm an annoying figure in people's lives, and I am proud of it.
Castor oil helps. It helps.
What
it helps
my parents
so
made me.
Right. I wouldn't have all guessed right. That. To me, you come off as really laid back. I wouldn't have guessed that you.
Cool. Just because we vibe, but like, bitch ass niggas like that.
But that's the gang. That's family.
But that's me and him. But that's me and him all the time. He would catch me lacking. No, but that's me and him all the time. We would catch each other lacking, but you would catch me lacking the most.
Like, his existence bothers you.
But he can't because he's a bitch and he's my son. It can never happen. It can never happen.
The only time he can call me, I can keep calling his son.
First time I met him, he was sitting on my cousin's couch and I was like, yo. Yo, what the fuck is this? His name is Tayi. I'm like, what the fuck is Tayi? T-E-Y-E? That's how you spell it? I'm like, yo,
the goat.
Whatever, bro. And then he for it. He's like, yeah, he lives right there. And I'm like, ah, whatever. I'll tolerate. And then the gang really was like, yo. And then I saw him and I was like, you know what? I'll fight niggas for you.
Fuck.
I'll fight niggas for you.
Hey, man, that's like, all I'll do, man.
But that's kind of like the relationship you have, because you'd fight niggas for him. But
I'd fight niggas for him, too.
Yo, hold on. Hold on. Wait. I got something.
Yeah, I know you're going to bring it up.
Oh, yes. I had to
bring it up.
So, Dio, the way I heard it, and it's when Dio was there, he told me the story, too.
Here we go.
There was a situation. There was a situation on a public transportation.
Wait. The cops get disclaimer, huh? Before the cops see this, self-defense.
Yes.
Self-fucking-defense.
Yeah.
Any
yeah,
of you niggas, yeah. Self-defense.
So, in self, so we're on public transportation, and in self-defense, all right?
Yo,
Dio came to the rescue of a demoiselle from a so-said hobo. Please tell the story what happened.
No, it wasn't a hobo. It was three niggas.
It wasn't a hobo, nigga. It was a sexual predator.
It was three niggas. I was coming home from, I think, hanging
three
out.
Three niggas?
Yeah, I'll show you the video, remember?
You said three niggas?
I'm trying to act dumb for the public, so you're like, three niggas? Oh,
I'm
really?
Bad at social
really?
Cues.
I didn't see three.
You explain the story, Dio. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
So I was coming home from chilling with my homie, and I was at Barry, and from Barry, there's like these group of three men. I don't know. I'm not gonna disclaim anything.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They were assaulting a woman.
Fuck these niggas, man.
And she was basically, she was just sitting down, like she was on her phone, and the nigga went to her, and I knew the vibe was weird because she clearly didn't know the niggas, and they're like surrounding her type shit, and then one of the niggas pulled his dick out. Like in the subway.
That's disgusting.
In the subway.
Disgusting,
and
right?
Nobody did anything, so I faded all three of them. Yeah. Man.
Dio, but wait. This nigga's being humble. Wait. I have to pause.
Hold on.
Dio faded three niggas.
No.
But wait. While filming himself.
No. Listen. You know what's the fucked up part? He sent it to our group chat, the Slug Nigga group chat. He sent it to me and my niggas. And we're there. We're just like,
what?
You're telling me you was in the metro and you knocked every nigga out?
Every
nigga. That's what I know. I was like, I know this nigga can beat my ass. This nigga can beat my ass.
I know this nigga. I know
he can beat my ass.
Yo,
he didn't give a fuck.
Yo,
the game.
The
game.
If I didn't see the video, if I didn't see the video, I would have been like, this nigga's capping. This nigga.
No, 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 no. It made me like realize I'll get my ass beat by him.
I was scared. I don't give a fuck. Next to the nigga after, I was just like.
Yeah, but I know I got a new phone. I don't think I have it on here, but
it's on the chat. Send that.
It was on the chat, but look, that's what I'm saying. They made me realize on the top, no matter what, even if video games, no disrespect, this nigga will fuck me up. This nigga will fuck me up.
A lot of people in that situation would just be like, stop it, or not even say nothing.
No.
But this nigga stood up and did something.
And he did something, and he was just like,
he filmed it just in case.
It was for the police report, though. I didn't film it for fun. It was for police report, because we ended up using it, and I gave it to the girl.
But
you're mad smart.
In the situation? In the situation?
In any other situation, I think I would have been arrested, because technically I was the first one.
Exactly. Just show, because you're black. Say the ethnicities of these predators.
But,
I think they're all Arab.
He did? Yeah, okay.
They're like all from like the east side. I know who they are. Kind of doll from the east side of Longueuil.
Regardless of the ethnicity, like they the people were fucked up. And you did a good thing. And the thing is that you made sure that she was okay. And the police report was okay.
Facts.
You didn't have to involve yourself.
Nope.
Niggas was acting like, oh, you gonna get killed? You ain't gonna do shit. Like these niggas don't do shit.
No.
It was
like
bloody.
Like this nigga's sideburns, you gave these niggas the fade.
But...
The
on
fade.
Some real shit, this shows at all that men are really fucking shitty sometimes.
Yes.
To do shit like this is fucked up. And it's been like this for Montreal.
Public.
And Montreal needs to do smarter and
in
better
public,
than this shit.
Straight
in public, too. Man. Who shows your dick to a girl in public? What, you can't get that much pussy in general? Go beat your meat, nigga. Go fuck
what
yourself. Like,
camera nigga was...
Yo. Like, real.
You hear him saying, yeah, you bitch ass.
He had it there, like...
It
was a controlled
bloody,
video.
His mouth
but...
is all bloody, bro. Everything. Fuck that nigga, bro. He deserved it. I don't give a fuck how old he was.
I wasn't trying to fight all three niggas. I was just trying to fight the one that pulled his meat up. Yeah. But then they jumped me. Then I had to fight the other niggas.
So
wasn't
imagine
going
someone
way.
Trying to jump you and you could beat all three of the ass.
No, scratch that.
You
scratch
failed
that.
The jumping.
Scratch that. The nigga didn't even bother to put his phone away to beat the other two niggas. He baited the first one. He could have put his phone away. He said.
No, but he said he was keeping it.
Little nigga. No.
But niggas could have reported that as abuse.
Brett,
niggas could have reported that as domestic violence.
Brett, shut up, Brett.
But he didn't. Brett. Close his phone,
Brett,
put it in his pocket.
Brett,
he was like,
Brett,
oh, shit, I'm going to go two hands on y'all.
Me? I'm bad temper. Oh,
I need
fuck
to watch
the phone.
Video.
If I was in this situation,
boy.
I would have done the same thing.
I'm pulling out Soulja Boy.
Even if I was on my ass, I would
put
the phone on the
floor. Wop.
But,
gave you the beats,
but
two
like,
beats combo.
It could have been worse because imagine he did put his phone away. He would have killed those niggas. You know what I mean? So
No. But the look,
it kind of gave him a par.
No,
on
no.
Par,
both,
like,
both,
I know
both,
that girl
both,
wanted
both,
to
both,
suck
both,
your
both,
dick.
Both. The you look guys, on that nigga's face, that man's face was fucked up.
I know that girl.
That man's face was fucked up, dog. The man's face was fucked up, but he deserved it. He deserved it. But at the same time, we don't condone violence. It's
what
more about acting up on what you preach. Practice what you fucking preach at the end of the day.
Yo,
if you see...
Yo,
no, this is
the
speech to anybody here.
The
dick
like,
was pulled out of nowhere, so you defended her, but I'm pretty sure she wanted to suck your dick after. That's what this dick is.
That's not what I'm saying.
No.
This
no.
nigga pulled up like, bro,
it can be...
Bro,
it,
you faded... It's like if my girl faded three niggas
through. Explain.
All right, listen. It can be anybody in your crew. It can be niggas that outside of your crew. If you see niggas that are doing weirdo fucking shit,
of course,
stop being a pussy and act up on that shit. I act up on my friends. I act up on anybody. But at the end of the day, fuck all that weirdo shit. It's stupid. We're better than this in our own city. We
Facts.
Shouldn't be having
Facts.
Some shit that's fucking always coming to a cycle of a
that's,
same pattern
and it's,
of
it's,
fucking
and it kind of scares me towards like
all that shit.
The summer we're going and maybe the next couple years of norm that we're about to face or a couple months of norm that we might face is like how these motherfucking creepos that have been locked up
but it's just people that are uneducated.
You know what I mean?
We can't, the thing is we can't control
there's
niggas that are uneducated
creeps.
But they need to know that you have to be educated and respect
y'all done normalized everything so.
Normalize everything but
everything
still,
is normalized
like, you can't
this,
normalize rape
this,
you can't normalize
this,
abuse
this,
you can't normalize
like
any
what?
Of that shit but just be fucking respectful know that use your common sense nigga use your common sense
they don't have no common sense.
happens.
Well, that's the end of the day. That's their problem. Like, and that's what gets them exposed. That's what gets them fucked up. That's what puts them in jail. That's their fucking problem.
But they still don't give a fuck.
This should be realized to people who aren't educated. Educate yourselves.
Of course.
Bro. Simple as that.
Perfect example.
You shouldn't be stubborn to educate yourself.
Bro, there's like three fucking K people.
That's not talking about that. No, it's rough, but it's serious.
3,000 people on an island, bro. Us as men
here, us as people here, we should know that niggas need to educate themselves.
Bro, if I'm going by geographical fucking input, that means there's 200 or 150 niggas per fucking hood on the island, from DDO from the west all the way over there. That's like, yeah, I'm rocking with this shit. And that's the niggas we saw. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, bro, it's deep, bro.
It's deeper than that.
Yeah. It's deep, bro. We do not associate with anything like that.
We do not. We do not.
If you are for feminism, equal rights for women, and just not being a douche, subscribe, follow.
No, don't be a bitch. We'll fuck them up for you.
No, no, we won't. No, we won't. Call the police if you guys don't call me.
No case. No face, no case.
So, like, now that the world is, like, opening up a little bit more, kind of, sort of, because, like, it's a complicated situation.
Yeah.
Do you guys have this feeling? No, not this feeling, but, like, do you guys want to perform live if ever the chance would be brought to you throughout the summer?
100%. 100%. Yeah. Because I feel like when we do perform live, it would be more of just, like, it would make sense. It would make people actually to be feel inspired instead of just being just, like, a regular show.
Because you did that digital show recently. How did you feel about that? Because it must have been your first, like,
it was my first rap performance, and I have to keep it a buck with you. I was happy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my next album that's about to be out is more about showing what I can do with everything. Not just being a producer.
On your
just,
J. Cole shit.
No. Don't say J. Cole.
Don't say J. Cole?
Don't say
J. You don't J. like J. Cole?
I like J. Cole.
But he was inspired by Young Thug.
Don't compare me to J. Cole.
No, no. It's in the sense
Young
of
Thug inspired
producing
him.
And, like, rapping and...
Yeah.
Everybody
but
does that.
Madlib does the same. But Madlib does the same thing, too.
That's what I'm saying. He,
like,
uses...
Why
uses
are you using J. Cole? You could be J. Dilla, Madlib. You could do any of that.
Mac
These
Miller.
Niggas were producers and
I don't really listen to the other guys. I listen to biracial.
I'm not hating on J. Cole. J. Cole's a fire.
I know why you don't like this nigga.
J. Cole is a...
Why him? Like,
no, J. Cole is fire as fuck, but why would you compare yourself... Why would you compare me to J. Cole?
I didn't, bro.
I didn't. I said in the sense that J. Cole raps and makes his own beat.
Yeah, but he's not the only one. Why is he your go-to?
It can be anybody.
Why is he your go-to?
Russ? Exactly.
Exactly.
Why is he?
J. Cole's a bigger name.
So you
name.
Knew Russ, but you use J. Cole.
J. Cole's a bigger name. That makes more sense. Like, if I were to think of a rapper, producer, you would come in my head, too.
I do not use J. Cole.
I understand, but okay, fuck it.
Anyway, I don't even use
J.
Cole.
I listen to J. Cole more than I do Russ. Or
I do not use J. Cole, like, as a fucking reference as that. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's on God.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter.
Bro, no, because that's a personal...
Light-skinned niggas will defend themselves.
That's a personal... That's a personal question, because... Everybody knows a fucking personal rapper that raps, that produces his own shit personally that you
never
rock
win.
With.
Mm-hmm. Never win with these. Like,
so, lame
I don't
nigga.
Argue with biracial niggas, bro. Like, at the end of the day, it's always like this. It'd be like that. It'd be like that, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
J. Cole is shoot. I'm just saying it on wax for
that's
busy
dope.
NASA.
That's
exactly.
And because it's so weird, like, the way society has, like, been pushing everybody to do these, like, digital concerts, digital shows, and everything. It's like,
I've been doing digital shows since, like, the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
So I was still trying to, like, keep it relevant.
Because you've done, like, where you went live and just did, like, sessions too. I've popped in on some of those.
Of course, it's just for fun, man. It's just like, yo, this is how we live our lives. This is what we do. We're not trying to be like on some fake shit.
Both
like
hyping
shit
up is the best on live.
We're just, like, fucking around and just doing shit. You know, we just doing shit like what all of our ancestors and music ancestors and people that are blowing up from now to do, you know, like,
yeah, facts.
Everyone
facts.
Starts from how it is, so we're creating our story of what it is now, and just niggas are just staying tuned. Niggas are just have to stay tuned. Everyone's creating their story, you know.
What are you thinking right now?
Me?
I don't know exactly what
you're
thinking.
You're retarded.
Right now.
You
no,
see?
I just noticed.
You
that
see
he
why
said,
I hate this nigga?
He said he's ancestors weird, like three times.
Retarded.
And I was just like. Like, could I come up with, like, some kind of ancestry question in my
head? No, you suck. Anyways. You
when I say musical ancestors, because I'm a spiritual type person.
Okay.
You know, so you judgment or no judgment, you can just understand that, like, I I follow what I follow. Did you know?
I didn't laugh, nigga.
You see what I have to deal with. Now you see.
Niggas be calling me out for
I
what?
I was scratching my thigh.
I'm here trying to say some real like, shit. Would you do that? And not taking like, me seriously.
What the fuck? I was just
yesterday. Yesterday we had a guest that was like, the whole like astrology thing.
Oh, that was deep.
Yeah, that was
all right. First of all, let's not talk about that because I do the same shit. But hey, regardless.
Yeah, no,
I got the question. I got the question for you. How do you make beats? Like you,
because
everybody has like everybody has their own like system to make their own beats.
Because that's because I'm like, what?
Okay, wait.
Before we go, you're retarded.
It's because yesterday this girl pulled up on us. She was like, "Yo, so I'm super astrologer," and then we were like. Cool, whatever. And she's like, I'm not gonna tell you my sign.
That's not what you said. You were super intrigued.
Of course I was intrigued.
Dick making us rich. Fuck, this nigga was out here like, oh, well, my auntie is country. That's how I vibed her.
That was at the end.
Bro, just because you're on a different episode, bro. Keep it real, bro.
Is the man about to go on another astrology? Are we going to have another deep with astrology?
I'm deep with astrology, but I'm not that nigga that's going to be like, let me give you the physics, the logics of everything. I don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas don't give a fuck, clearly. So why the fuck would I do that?
No, I kind of do. I don't really give a fuck about all that because I already know it was just him.
Ask your question again.
You're born in the sun of the moon. He was there, yeah.
Stop keeping my aunt.
Yeah, back to Oreo's question. How do you make beats? Your beat process, man.
How do I make beats? Honestly, that's, I guess it's kind of like a weird question.
It is a fucking weird question.
When I make beats, I just do it.
Oh, what's the vibe?
Is there a certain vibe that you get into? Maybe small.
All the influences is what I listen to on a daily. So it could be random. I don't have to say any names, but it could be just random what I feel like. So all the influences that I go, I'm just like, I can make this type of beat. I can make this beat. Or I just see how I go with my sound. Mm-hmm. I just discover my sound of what it really is. But at the end of the day, I keep it coherent. I keep it structured.
Okay.
So
is there, because lately I feel like I'm more creative in the morning. Rather than
I'm creative any time of the day. I don't give a fuck.
All right.
Time of the day does not matter to you. I went from night owl to dates early bird. I did all that shit. It does not matter. You can do anything. It's just how bad do you fucking want it? How bad do you want it? Niggas don't understand that. They say, oh, how bad you like, it's corny, is whatever. No, for real.
That's
how
facts. He's
bad
very consistent.
Do you fucking want
I'm
it?
I'm not at all. Yeah. He's
how bad
consistent.
Do you want it?
Straight.
Facts. He's
so really you can put that picture as it is.
Composer.
Sorry, I'm a little bit far. But you can put that picture as it is.
No, that's facts. This nigga got a hard drive full of, like, and you have no idea, bro.
And you, yeah. With the writing process.
This nigga like, can do this nigga can write a fucking lyric and record a thing in like 10 minutes.
We made Vagabond Deluxe in
literally less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The whole project.
Pretty much.
Because I remember you rapping at Nadal's. When we did that track?
Yeah, the song. Yeah.
The nigga spit his whole shit. He's like, all right, I'm out.
But do you see that? Do you see how it is? Yeah. Do you see how it is? Yeah. That's what a story is telling you. You know?
That's a real lyricist because you can just.
Appreciate you.
Yeah,
you
bang it out.
You like, got you shit in the mean? Bank, just chilling.
No,
just like
this nigga can take 5 minutes of his time. Right,
he's gonna explain
Let's give him an opportunity to explain himself.
Let him explain.
You got it in the bank.
I don't have to explain for him, but I've seen it all.
That's right. What's the question? I forgot.
Your writing process, creative process.
I like writing in the bus. Yeah, I do that a lot. Like public transportation helps me. Like
you got that from 8 Mile.
No, I don't like Eminem, actually. I don't like Eminem at all.
You don't like Eminem?
I don't think he's that good of an artist. He's a great rapper, possibly one of the best rappers of all time, but he's a really bad artist. But I'll get into that later. I'll get into that, yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Let him finish. Let him talk. It's like he said this on a regular basis. Yeah, Eminem is trash.
No.
But he's super good.
Yo.
You have to understand what
I'm saying. No. As an artist.
He likes him as a lyricist, but as a rapper, an artist,
he's a really bad artist.
You have to differentiate both.
But I'll get into that. I'm going to answer your question. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I keep
thank
going.
You, thank you.
Yeah, no, I ride the bus a lot. Writing process usually is like, most of the time I like to hear the beat before. Because mm-hmm. so, sometimes I feel like most of the time like a beat will give me an idea. Like Jamal, like the song Kokura on the album, which to me is my personal favorite song. It's like that the beat is like really hard and everything. And initially we had other songs we wanted to make for the thing.
Yeah.
But we ended up making a new beat because I asked them like to make something harder because most of the shit we had was like was good but not like
melody. But you wanted something
like nothing you can perform these days because most of the time
you need that energy.
You need the energy type of shit.
Yeah.
And like the song is like. The song is basically just about like the homies and everything and how I grew up in New York and Texas and everything around like gang banging and all my cousins are Crips and shit. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna make a song about this, that.
Yeah.
And in the span of like 2 minutes, the song was made. And I was like, see, it's just like the process. It's like, as long as the beat gave me the idea.
Yeah. The easier the stuff comes out, the more organic, the more real it is, the better it is.
Most of the time.
You don't overthink it, you know what I mean?
Half of the songs on the deluxe and the original are freestyles.
Right.
Most of them are not like,
The thing is, every time this nigga pulls up in my house, and we, I'm gonna say it again.
I love you.
Back from the beginning of Street Fighter, anytime I get mad of him beating my ass in Street Fighter, we make some hits. And it's weird.
You take that energy and you put it towards music.
Not even. It's just like, it's at this moment, we just.
Texas and.
We're very coherent like that. I know what he wants. I know what he wants in music, and we just. Combine it together from my style to his style, and we just kick it off there.
Nice.
And sometimes he would literally grab me by the shoulder and be like, "I want that beat, nigga."
No, that's right. That
You have to.
Yeah.
No. When you ever see your homeboy grab you by the collar and be like, "No one's taking this beat. It's mine."
But before, when he used to,
I can send it to other people.
I used to text his ex-girlfriend to tell him to send me a beat.
Yo, like, that literally, I would text my ex-girlfriend. My ex-girlfriend would be like, "Yo, have you talked to Dio lately?" She's like, "I'm like, why? I've been busy. What's up? Please text him. He's bothering me about this beat.
Something about this like, beat and your life."
No. It's serious shit. And then we'll lock in. It's a hit. Wasn't joking. He speaks shit to existence. Just how I speak shit to existence. That's how we're like very, really good. And that's why Vagabond exists. Yeah. So that's why I appreciate him as an artist, because I don't look at him and just be like, "Here, I'm recording, we're just making hits." And I look for him because I want to show him and I want to see how he is as an artist. Mm-hmm. What he can do outside of it. Get outside of the comfort zone, get outside of Montreal's comfort zone, and then boom. Yeah. That's how it is. And at the end of the day, we both do the same job and we have fun with it. And that's what matters. Good art comes with fun. So.
Right.
I noticed a lot of anime titles for your songs.
Yeah, again, all based off of
like, based off of anime and video games, anime. Literally.
Based off of that.
Anime video games, yeah.
So, when you name the song Sakura.
That was because I main Sakura from Street Fighter and he kicks my ass. This song is literally about me beating my ass.
Yeah. Dead ass, really.
Literally, dead ass.
And Hado is because Street Fighter. Because Akuma.
Hado!
Hado is because of
what were you going to say?
On YouTube. Because usually I already pick out, I like visuals. Mm. So I didn't really have time to check. And right now, I ain't going to lie, I'm checking and I can't find you. Do you have
that
no visuals?
My follow-up
question. I don't know.
Most of the visuals is on my Jamvis's page, but he has a music video.
I don't have. I have one, but I was 15, when I used to live in New York, and I really don't like it. I had a song called Pancakes that I made when I was a kid.
I swear to God, it sounded like Capital Steez.
Yeah, at the time, because I really liked that old New York shit.
We both love Capital Steez.
What the fuck? I write D.O. pancakes, so I have to do pancakes. It's the pancake recipes. And that's not what I want.
I deleted it a bunch of times, bro.
Wow.
I really didn't because I never wanted to be a rapper, bro. My brother forced me to make music. And then what happened is my brother is my half brother, and he moved from Puerto Rico to here.
Yeah.
And we bonded on making music. And he was the one that kind of forced me to rap. So he made my SoundCloud. And then he took me to the studio for the first time and everything. And then he made me make the video for the song. And I didn't want to be a rapper at the time, so I deleted it. And then he re-uploaded it. I deleted it again, and then he re-uploaded it. I think it's like,
But yo, at the end of the day, for any music video, don't even worry because we have a music video coming up.
Yeah, we made one for
you. I saw you guys behind the scenes. That was a dope location.
Right? It's in fucking dope
location. Don't disclose it.
We're not going to say shit. We're not going to say shit.
All right.
I don't care.
Yo, yeah, you don't.
Here's one thing. I hope this music video inspires everybody that are inspired by Odd Future and by Madlib, by J Dilla.
I'm not inspired by Odd Future.
We're not inspired by Odd Future at all.
I always get Tyler references, Mick Jenkins references, and El Sersha. I'm tired of
that. He's tired of that shit. But to me, I want people to know that this can exist in Montreal.
I said Earl.
And Montreal as a city. This can exist.
It does exist.
It does, but niggas sleep on us. Niggas sleep on us at always. That's how it be.
But not for long. People won't be sleeping on you niggas for long. Niggas don't pay attention.
But they pay attention through art and through quality visuals and work.
Different.
So that's what we do. And we do the same thing. So people like to see our faces. People want to see our faces. So the best thing is we do is that we show our faces.
But yeah, anyway, from what I saw from the behind the scenes, which everybody that follows you saw, the locations were fucking dope.
Yeah, we're crazy.
Dope. So I just, the visuals are going to be insane. Just because
it's literally directed by Tusa. Tusa is a fucking goat.
Shout out who Tusa is to the public.
Know. Everybody follow the Tusa from Instagram. He does
I know how to spell it. T-H-E-T-U-S-A-A, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Tusa on Instagram. He's really talented.
Visual artist?
Yeah.
Visual artist, director, everything. He does the job. And he's really good at what
really
he does.
Good person. He's really
and
nice
he's very chill.
Very humble.
Like he's not that person that treats you as a client. He treats you as a person.
Of course.
Like we hung out with the nigga. Like we just ate chips at the park. Remember?
Yeah.
With the old white guy that came in and was like, I like black people. Yeah.
Exactly. He's like, I love black people, this and that, and started doing some racist shit. We're just all there. We're just like, mind our business, nigga.
Yeah, that's Tusa's a cool person. He's cool. He's cool people.
Legit.
Do you guys have more in the bank? More music together in the bank? More albums? More?
Yeah.
I'm on his album. He's mixing most of the shit on my album. He has two songs on my album that you're rapping up?
Yeah.
Two songs. And
Tusa shot Full Moon?
Tusa shot everything.
He shot a lot of it. Yes.
He's good. He's good what he does, man. I can't cap. What he does. He puts the work in.
He's really good, man.
So and you, Janvis, did you start off making beats or did you start off rapping?
I actually started off making beats because here's the story. And I know most of y'all know my brother. His name is Jason. His name is P Hustle. But
what?
He's a rapper.
Do you know his brother?
No,
I don't know his brother either.
You don't know my brother because you're from Punxsutawney. But there's people in the scene that know my brother as P Hustle.
Okay, all right.
So he's been my brother.
So I'm the only one?
No, we all don't know his brother.
No, you all three don't know?
No,
not
no
even
idea.
You? You all serious?
Right. You serious?
Show me a picture, maybe?
I'm not going to show you a picture now.
Okay.
I'll show you later, but yeah.
Goddamn.
Anyway, if you see my brother, it's literally the gangster version of me. I'm just like a calm nigga. But you see my brother,
you never seen him?
Fuck back, you know?
It's so funny. It really shook because when I saw
I was stoked. Anyway, long story short. He's been a rapper. He's doing his own thing. He's doing his thing. But me, I try to break out the barrier of that and avoid that whatever shit.
Yeah.
And I just make my own area and my own realm. So I follow him and I follow his shit. And it's crazy because
a big influence.
He does, as much as like it feels like it's not, he is a big influence for me because like
it's your big bro, it's automatic.
He's my big bro, and I've learned from him, and I've learned from my other brother, and I've learned and I'm just the middle, so I just kind of just like break the divide of everything, and I say fuck all that, let me show what I got.
Of course.
You know, so I try to follow the music still. So when I seen him make music and I seen my family just are just doing their thing and just seen him make like rap music, and he's a rapper. He's a rapper, not a producer. It's crazy because he's like a rapper and shit, and I'm just like into producing and DJing and shit, and I have so many things, and I actually put the work in. So it's kind of cool because it's just like it runs from blood to blood.
It's okay. Yeah, continue what you're saying. It runs from blood to blood.
It runs from blood to blood, but it's beautiful. So. Yeah. Instead of just like following his traits, I follow my traits.
Of course.
So that's why, like, I know he's slowly coming back again because he's taking his time, but still, like, for me, it's just like I do my own thing, and I want people to see that, regardless of my brother.
Okay. I understand that.
If you know my brother, if you know my brother.
So it was like, yeah. But I understand the statement you're making,
yeah.
And it's clear because you have to set yourself apart, individuality.
It's boundaries. It's boundaries. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. I talked about it in the car. You can know.
I'm surprised you know my brother, nigga.
Because it was funny as hell. Because like Dio didn't even know, so I was just like,
yeah. Because I was like, what?
Because I don't talk about it. I don't address it too much.
No, you mentioned him before, but I didn't know his name was Dio.
That's another time. Like Paper Chase bringing artists that come to our show, like the Rockfellas. They didn't even know dude was allergic to peanut butter or peanuts.
That's,
you know what I mean?
And that's his homie?
Jokes. Yeah. Yeah, they were homies, and like one dude's like, I'm allergic to peanuts. They're both like, what?
Like, what the fuck?
He's like, you know what
like,
I mean?
Like, damn, so, you almost killed you. We saved you from getting killed.
I like it when like artists that come on the show together learn stuff about each other. That's the coolest thing. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of things with male friendships, I realize. Niggas don't know their niggas' birthday. You find out like
niggas don't know about my brother until people can be like, hey, wait, your brother's. People come to me and be like, your brother's with like. P Hustle, your brother's this guy, and I'm like, yeah, but I'm not this guy.
Yeah, you know? of course.
So,
so you, Dio, have you ever tried to make beats?
I make beats.
You make beats?
Yeah, I produce it. I'm just not as good.
He produces shit. Like, the best production I've heard from was a song that's already out called Friends.
Friends, yeah. That's like the best beat I've ever made.
I'm going to say I will be spitting on that shit, but it's fucking nuts. He does good production on beats.
I'm just not as good as like him and like the other homies.
Yeah, but you're getting there.
Not getting there. He's good. He just needs to stop being a fucking bitch and say that you doubt yourself. You're fucking good at producing, nigga.
I'm being honest, bro. I'm not.
You got a lot of features.
You're good. What do you mean? You're good.
Like,
are you rapped on people's stuff?
Like, as people been like reaching out to you, like, yo, Dio.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
yo, slap the Kimmy. Come on, man. Yo, hey, yo.
No, but if Dio does make beats and he did sell beats, it would be more like on the realm that works.
Nah, he means like rap, I think.
The Slug Network realm.
He means like rapping.
Rapper or beat-wise?
Rapper.
Rapper-wise?
I give
rapper-wise.
But yo,
Dio is the type of nigga.
Can I answer my question?
No, I'll ask you your question. But you're the type of nigga that's competitive. You like the body niggas. You like the body niggas, bro. You like the body niggas, bro. You like the body niggas.
He tried to ask me three times, and this nigga just said it.
Because I know you. I know you, nigga. You can answer your question, but I know you like the body niggas.
That doesn't mean I can't answer my question.
Go ahead. Add to.
You've been doing this the whole show.
Dio's version of the answer to the question.
What was the question even?
Yo.
I
have a track with you.
Yeah, for me, Nadel, Bill, a lot of people. I give them out for free.
You do give them out for free, but you do features with people that you know. You do features with people that like you bond with. You know what
that,
I mean?
Like, yeah.
Because you're not shy to be like. I know you're not shy to be like. Nah, not down. Or, like,
I've never really said no that much. It's only happened. It's happened a few times, but that's only really because I think either the song was bad, or like just the nigga came at me in a weird way. That's the only time. But most of the time, I literally just anybody can send me a beat and I'll rap on it. Like, there's no like. I feel you.
But
it's more fun when it's the homies.
Exactly. Exactly. And I appreciate that.
Do you use any like voice?
But this is what I fuck with him.
When you rap?
No.
It's just all you naturally.
Yeah, my voice is naturally deep. Like I.
But
yeah.
I hate when niggas say that he Barry sounds White. Like Mick Jenkins. Multiple niggas that come to me is like, yo, he sounds like Mick Jenkins. Stop that.
Sound like Pop Smoke.
He sounds like Dio the Outkast.
Said I'm never like you always
Mr. Black. Mick Jenkins is fire as fuck. Don't get me wrong. He's dope. He's great. But you compare to people to other artists, and that's not it. People shouldn't be comparing to other artists, doesn't it? I get that everybody has an opinion, but it's just like, yo, try it out.
I have two songs, but like not mine. Like that a nigga sent me a beat to rap on a drill beat. It makes sense, but I'm just not comfortable with it yet. Yeah.
I see.
The most I can do is like I can do any like classic hip hop type of shit. I can do trap beats and I can do like lo-fi beats. But anything outside of that, I never really tried. I'm trying now here and there. Yeah,
you gotta get out. Yeah. You gotta get out your comfort zone.
Nah.
The thing is, like, also, well, like, sometimes. For a drill beat,
he's really good at what, get out of your comfort zone by feeling. So it's just that's how you do.
But drill music entails a certain type of like storytelling. Like, for example, like, Like, I don't feel comfortable talking about shit I've never done. Yeah, and a drill beating kind of entails you have to live a certain lifestyle to do so. I've done my fair share of stuff, but, like, I'm not, like, you know what I mean? I'm not a gangbanger.
No,
like,
you don't have to say on the drill beat that you caught a body. You ain't caught a body.
No, no, not caught a body, but you know what I mean?
Look, like, if you slap the nigga, like you said, yo, knock the nigga three times. What? Knock the nigga three times.
Yeah,
I
knock him in
my hand. Slap the nigga, didn't understand. What?
But that's the thing.
You didn't do that.
To what extent? And I'm kind of glad you said that, because that speaks a lot about shit that happens here. Is to what extent do you change your own, like, you know, genuine perspective on your music? Yeah. It's like, I could, but it's like, it doesn't come off as me anymore. And I talk about that shit a lot on my music, too. It's the fact that, like I know for what the type of shit that I'm making my friends make, in terms of, like, the people, the listeners who are here, there's a specific ear for it.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily, like, the popular thing. So I know where my lane is going to be.
Exactly.
And the minute I switch from that, I feel disingenuous. Because, like, I can do it. I don't necessarily want to. But I know in order to gain traction, you have to make certain songs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's not you.
It's not you. It's following.
But I'm going to still do it. Because it's like,
artistry. It's following the algorithm.
Artistry. And that's like that for everybody. For a lot of people.
A lot of people that are making hits right now. People are making hits right now.
On Blockboy JB's beat, he'll fucking go on a Jamaican patois beat.
Dude, go into a Latino one.
Dude dropped Grease and spoke
and
French.
And all of a sudden he's making K-pop. Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
He did K-pop?
No, he didn't, but it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
He said that like it happened, though. He said,
even I'm like,
but that's Drake.
I
was like, Drake, bro, yo, the thing about niggas don't know that Drake is a product. He's not an artist, he's a product. He's like L'Oreal shampoo. You can use him anytime, and it's still worth it.
You had that same? Yeah, they didn't.
No!
Do you stand by that?
I don't L'Oreal. Stand by that.
I
I'm going to say that when I get on the podcast.
Know.
Do you, no.
He can.
Do you stand by what you just said?
Here and there. Because here I just see there? I just see how his movement works.
Drake is a very smart man.
Drake.
He don't miss.
It's
Drake.
He's a businessman. He's a businessman.
He's not miss. He don't miss.
He can do it.
He's very business smart. And one thing I can never take away from Drake is his catalog and the fact that he has very little bad songs.
He can't, very little bad songs. He don't miss.
Exactly. But he can track attention to people that are new, that don't know hip hop, people that do know hip hop. And shit, it's just like halfway. It's just
like you put a 4 p.m. in Calabasas, his niggas is like, oh, what?
L'Oreal.
You put 3 a.m. in Toronto, and you're like,
said L'Oreal.
Wow. I'm not even gonna lie. I literally know Drake's verse on "Miss Me" by heart, from top to bottom. Like it's one of the best songs I've heard. Just the beat alone, bro, is crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's one of the. I can't lie.
Hold on. It's,
I know Marvin's Room by heart.
Child's Play.
That's the personal shit.
Child's Play is the first song on my playlist right now.
Yo.
My summer 2021 playlist. Starts with Child's Play.
All right, you know what?
But Child's Play is easy.
Since we're on the topic,
it's an easy start. Right?
It's an easy start.
Your favorite Drake song of all time,
Marvin's Room.
Oh shit!
Oh, that's nigga. That's the most light skinned shit I've ever heard.
No hesitation, Marvin's Room. Marvin's Room.
I say fuck that nigga that you love so bad. He know he
fuck all that shit. Fuck all that shit. To this day, my favorite song from Drake is Back to Back because you get the Savage Drake.
You're dissing
Drake.
He didn't write it. None of these niggas write their shit.
Back to back. It's a really good song.
Because that song, you listen to it and you feel the energy. You feel the time. It's like listening to one of
man. That's a really fucked up.
He fucked with the Marvin's Room because it's real.
I fuck with Marvin's Room. I fuck with Practice. I fuck with a lot of Drake.
Bro.
The one that you turn on your shit.
The one that you can literally, like, you go, like, okay,
I don't know.
When you're gonna get into your car, you be like, you know what, I wanna listen to some Drake. And that's the, out of everything, you just click on that one. That one. It don't matter where the fuck you at.
Cameras.
There we go.
Cameras.
Word on Rose is the kid about to blow. Oh, shit. All right.
Everybody
I'm hesitating between Miss Me and fucking Headlines. Headlines is really good.
Crazy, too.
Headlines, you got
it. Did the fucking instrumental.
It's a really good song, bro. It's between that and Miss Me. I can't pick. I don't know.
Canadian niggas, right?
Actually, no, fuck that. I'm going to say Miss Me because Lil Wayne verse 2.
Okay. Like, Lil Wayne always bodies.
I walk light, okay. So I don't piss the ground up.
Lil Wayne is the type of dude doesn't need a panel, right?
That was prison Weezy. He did that verse when he was in jail.
Okay, yeah. Where do you guys see yourself in the next 5-10 years?
I didn't answer. Suck my dick.
What was the question?
What's your favorite Drake song?
He answered it.
I said back to back because y'all niggas don't listen. It's not answer.
Back to back is like one of his.
I don't give a fuck what you
said. He said he gets the Travis Savage Drake. I listen to everybody answer, but nobody listens to me. But it's okay.
Wait, what's
I'm not
your answer?
Suck my dick. Next question.
That's the song?
You were saying,
I was saying, where do you guys see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Creating a whole scene that people can wear t-shirts.
November 18th.
5 to 10 years. I literally have no idea. Hopefully, I have my own apartment. That's
hopefully,
like my biggest goal right now.
Hopefully, because
I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not a consistent rapper.
Talk your shit.
I'm gonna tell you one thing right now.
Yeah,
just I'm gonna crush your dream. Okay.
Wow.
You're currently living with your parents.
Yes.
In the next 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Don't move out.
Why?
Stack up at your parents and then buy something. Buy a condo.
A condo or something.
But
that's what I'm.
Rent you're paying is actually a mortgage. Build your credit up and don't even do the whole pay rent thing.
Yeah.
Skip that. Stay at your parents as long as you can.
True.
You know,
I'm right here. Let me that.
Well, I have the short end of the stick, but at the end of the day, I would say to myself, building the foundation between two of my greatest, you know, collectives, Slug Network and NNS Section. We're really trying to just diversify everything. So myself between 5 years is that everyone and every one of us are really eating and really trying to do what we have to do. And putting the craft as just for work and fun, and it's not just the job, but the job is the bonus.
I see what you're saying.
I feel what you're saying. That shit got deep for a moment.
All right, let's light it up.
You gotta ask those real questions.
Let's light it up because it's about to be four and gotta be out.
It's not that deep. It's just realistic. Yeah, niggas don't know what realism is. So it's just like some niggas be like, yeah, I got myself with, like, you know, a Bugatti and a McLaren. Yeah. Fuck all that shit.
No, we live in Montreal. There's so many people.
Niggas be capping all the time.
McLaren cookies.
For real.
So at the end of the day, just be real to yourself. Stay true to yourself. Be yourself.
Shout out my nigga Yahya. He be renting cars for y'all. Shout out
Kareem. He's also renting cars.
Hit him with the.
We know. I was gonna do it.
Shoot niggas with the bullet.
It's time for you to shoot niggas with the bullet.
Oreo, shooting niggas in the drive-by.
Bixies, hot or cold?
I'm a cold nigga.
Hot or cold
for what?
Like, just in general, first thing that comes to your head. Answer your question.
I guess weather hot because I hate the winter. So, yeah.
No,
I've been so used to the cold, so I'm a cold nigga. So it goes both.
Since you don't smoke, whatever, we're gonna skip that one. Sativa or indica?
Indica.
Ass or titties?
Ass.
Ass.
I love it.
Woo!
1 year on an island. What are 3 albums you're bringing?
Illmatic, The Unseen, and The Loop Pack.
Illmatic is crazy.
Section 80 by Kendrick Lamar. Control Systems by Absol. And Food by MF Doom.
Yo! That is fire.
Your
like
favorite
that.
Season?
Spring.
Yeah, I'll say that simultaneously. Yeah.
It's the best season.
If you had any superpowers, what would it be?
Teleportation. Necromancy teleportation.
What?
Wait, hold on. I need a clarification.
Sorry. He said necromancy teleportation.
So, what does that mean?
Undead shit.
Okay,
I know what necromancy and I know what teleportation is, but how do they coincide?
Yeah,
like, get
it's
together?
Like it's like Nightcrawler from the X-Men. You don't question him. Hey. He's just hard as fuck.
What?
Okay.
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I thought you could just
teleport.
Yeah, but his is like shadow teleportation. That's his thing.
What's the necromancy?
The necromancy is just different on my end because I like necromancers.
So, like, you play Diablo, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. With their powers. Okay.
Diablo's a hard game.
Isn't that 2 powers, though?
That's 2 powers.
There's two different powers.
Yo, that's 2 powers. But there's one. You got to pick one.
You can mix 2 powers into 1 power.
No!
You can.
That's
That's his superpower. He has
a,
it's like
bro, super, this is not My Hero Academia. Wait, nobody has a bunch of quirks. Yo, stop with
that nigga. Superman.
Right, I don't give a fuck.
It's like the concept
Jean
of super Grey speed.
And fucking,
yo, it's like the concept of time travel that we keep telling him. He wants to travel through time and then we
no, I want
to
have all control over time and space.
And then we tell him he wants to be Flash. It's basically
yeah, like, this thing is like, oh, you want to be Flash? And I'm like, no, I want to have all no, control
Flash
over
can
time
run
and
back
space.
Time.
Yeah, yeah, but not, but he has to run in order to do it. I think he just wants to like sit down and like do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Scroll. Still don't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. He's still going to have to run super fast. No,
if you had a power, what would it be?
That's crazy.
I'm not really a fantastic type of nigga, so my power would be to make people mind their business.
Theo is a
real
fuck.
That's real fuck.
And my name will be.
Mind your goddamn
business, bitch. No nipple having ass, bitch.
Mind your fucking business.
No titty, long
nose
having ass,
mind
bitch.
Cross-eyed,
ass having
ass.
Fuck, who you
are? Long titty, no
you
nipple.
You don't know shit. Y'all niggas don't know shit.
2 + 2 not known
mind
as 4, stupid
business.
Ass, bitch.
And my, right. And I wear a suit. I'd wear a suit, and my name would be Mind Your Business Man.
Mind your business. Get it, business man.
Later. Yo, mind your business, man.
Later.
Oh. Later is whoa. Okay.
Next question, Oreo.
Celebrity crush.
Regina Hall. Regina Hall.
Shit, that's hard.
This nigga didn't even think.
I didn't even think. I think about her every day, bro.
Riri.
Every day.
I know. I feel you. She's cute. She's not cute. Riri.
That's a hard question for me. Man.
Regina Hall, bro. It's beautiful.
Riri.
Fuck.
If it ain't Riri, I don't want it.
I hate to say it, nigga, but Jhené Aiko has been my favorite.
I'm that nigga. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
What
right
happened?
Now.
I ain't never been this horny in my
what
life.
Happened?
I came in my pants.
All right. Neither of you will ever fuck Jhené Aiko.
Yes, I can.
Next question.
I'm from Haiti, and we invented kidnapping.
I like to keep it real with niggas.
I'm from Haiti, and we invented kidnapping.
Fuck your dreams.
Bro.
Speaking of
Big Sean, right?
Big Sean. Big Sean.
Try to steal
niggas
up.
Bro, who the fuck is Big Sean? Big Sean? Big Sean!
Oh, my God. Big Sean, we don't know him. We don't know him.
Anyway, we'll move on.
What are you talking about?
Detroit was a great album.
Yeah.
I guess.
It was.
Shit.
It went violent. So, can we continue?
Yes.
Just like I said.
For Jhené Aiko.
Big Sean?
I should have never said Jhené Aiko.
He said it like Soulja Boy said it at the Sway interview.
Big Sean.
Big Sean. Drake. The same nigga that was
iconic.
Yeah, so I don't know if I should hit you with y'all.
Yes, man. There's no filter here.
I don't give a fuck.
You got nothing to hide.
No, I can't.
Do it.
You then you want to know. Then you're like, oh, shit. All
right, I have a question. If there would be an artist in Montreal that you would want to work with, who would it be?
Whoa. Yeah,
whoa.
That's a hard question.
Whoa.
But y'all understood, right?
If you had anybody in Montreal that you want to work with, who would it be?
Yes.
No one.
I feel you'd say either Kate Renata or High Class.
Celine Dion.
My nigga.
That's hard.
The bag.
Celine Dion? Tell me about
you?
It.
You? Nobody?
Niggas don't know that she's from Montreal.
I would honestly.
I was going to have access to a Kate beat, but something happened. But I think I would have said Kate Renata in that case. But at the moment,
I would like to see you with, honestly. Either Chris, the Spirit, or Nate.
That can be easy.
Because I feel like, bar for bar, like, these niggas are on par with you. Like, there's other niggas like NASA and all these niggas, but that's
nigga, Bill is fucking amazing.
Yo,
but I'm trying to
he's
go with
you. You said other niggas like, nah.
NASA is hard.
NASA is epic. Dude. But I'm saying niggas
I'm not very familiar with Nate that much in terms of his music. Like, and I don't think he knows who I am either. So I don't know.
And I guess. Chris the Spirit was in a group with I'll Nate. Set that up. Do you know who Chris the Spirit is?
There was called the Posters, right?
Yes.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
Those
I knew, okay.
Dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Those guys
I feel like you would vibe really good with a tribe.
That nigga needs to get out of Montreal, bro. He needs to, like, I feel like he needs to, now in terms of like, no. Like, I mean, he deserves much more than Nate Husser, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like his shit should be branched and more like marketed towards the States and stuff.
From what I see off of his IG, he's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, bro. He needs to get the fuck up out of here. Because him and Mike Schaub, too.
Nate and Mike Schaub,
my son.
Really fucking good outside of Montreal.
Oh, wait. Actually,
hold on.
I fucking here's love you. I didn't want to say it because I don't want to seem like I'm.
Montreal
right
hates
in.
To refuse.
No, that's my son.
What are you
going to
say? Where are you
going to
say?
I love you. I would work with Shab too.
He's a Shab. Yes,
exactly.
He's my Shab.
But here's one thing. Montreal hates to refuse.
I love my boy.
Montreal hates to refuse that English niggas can do it too.
Yes.
No, the French is the Quebecers.
But we live in Quebec.
It's the Quebecers.
I don't give a fuck. It's the French, I don't give a fuck. Bro. We can do it too.
You're right.
It's the French.
We can do it French, too.
All the English.
We can do it too.
The entire English supports. The entire English support, we're not that much. That's the thing. People don't realize we're not that much. We support this shit.
It doesn't matter about the language barrier. It doesn't matter if you're French or English.
I love my job.
It doesn't matter if any of that. It doesn't matter if any of that.
How is it being dead ass?
We can do it too.
How is it that certain clubs are not allowed to play hip hop? And that's only here, bro. That just goes to show you, bro. They don't.
It's not just club, it's also a lot of racism involved in that shit.
They'll play loud and everybody else that's in France.
Look back, you said.
Even Tizo straight up talking about cocaine and whipping and bricks and
fuck.
Shit.
I don't give a fuck.
But they'll play that nigga in the club because he's in France.
I have no idea what Tizo is talking about.
But they'll never play. They'll never play English.
Really good. But I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
I don't give a fuck. That's on you. That's on you. That's on anybody that's French.
I'm going to say this, though.
They can do
it. I believe he has bars, but I just don't want to incriminate the nigga.
We can't do it. I'm saying. There's the fucking language barrier that's like, it's not a language barrier.
But people don't realize about the language barrier. Because people think that, we're just hating. We're just old niggas. That's it. But that's it. That's it. We can do it too.
You have any more questions?
What's your next question?
Generation Bâtard.
What's your next question?
You have any more bullet questions?
Do you think Young M.A. sits down to pee?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my nigga.
Nigga, what are you saying?
What the
fuck? Fuck yes. Fuck yeah.
Another question.
Fuck yeah.
She can use a funnel. There's this new thing that uses
a
funnel.
No. She got it. She got it in the back.
Wow, what a question.
I love that. Nigga. That's what I do, nigga. You're top five. Go.
I think she alternates depending on her mood.
She alternates. She like, alternates like depending on the music, yeah, not man. Just the mood. Her music.
No, because he's done. You guys, like, first of all, you know you have to sit down to pee to avoid fucking prostate. All right. If you don't,
sometimes
want,
I sit down. Sometimes
want,
I stand.
If you don't want a doctor in your booty hole going like, okay,
it's straight.
Wait,
what? You gotta sit down to pee.
Yes. Yes. You're removing less pressure.
I don't know. I don't know about all of that.
I believe you. I'm just saying. I never heard that before.
Yeah, Oreo's very, very, very smart dude. But
I have my family. Sometimes, like everything, I ask him every question. I'm like, look, how do I avoid this? He's like, oh, do this.
You just sit down.
He's like, yeah.
Nigga was like, sit down.
I discovered sitting down when I was like dating my ex, and sometimes I just want to be on my phone for a while, but I had to take a leak, so I just sit down.
Yeah. I discovered sitting down when I was lit.
Be on your phone.
This one day,
you sat down.
Like super lit, and I got home, and like I was just like too dizzy and shit. And
then, so yeah, like I'm a
I won't
sitting
lie
down.
To you. And then I just like sat down.
Yeah, man.
Because I thought before I was about to puke. But I didn't puke, so I just sat down instead. Cancer, and just like,
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
That shit was like smooth.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know about his theory about
it's you not a theory.
That's not my business.
It's not a theory, not bro. It's a medical. Anyways,
it's awkward when you try to do it in the morning.
Oh my god.
You're strapped. Yeah. So it's like you're like, oh, this is a bad idea, right?
Y'all
niggas
wake up every morning horny. What the fuck?
I don't wake up horny.
It's your body, bro. Yeah.
It's a sign of health.
I'm thinking about breakfast and money and the shit's up, dog. Like it's like.
Yeah, it'd be like
I wake up, I gotta just pee. I'm just like, ooh, let me roll this joint.
No, but it's when you try to pee.
Yeah,
and
I wake up and I want just to roll up the next like, joint, nigga. Okay. Like, for real. Like, for real.
I'm
like,
first thing I do, I'm like,
niggas are talking about, what am I rolling next?
We're teaching you about the human anatomy here. All right,
last question. Your top five.
Top five
rappers, dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
You go first. He's
like, damn.
Madlib. Earl Sweatshirt, yeah. Navy Blue, Bash for the World.
Yeah. Oh, you putting Bash in there?
Nigga, you introduced me to Bash. You better say it in your top five.
You're not in my top five.
Go ahead. This is your list, Jamvis. Trying to answer everything.
I would say Bash for the World because he's hard as fuck.
He's fire, but he's not like...
Not Bash the Stampede?
Hmm? Nigga.
The last one is Common.
Niggas keep saying shit I haven't heard in a long time.
Common, really?
Talk about Trigun.
As much as he's light skinned, he's lyrical.
How does that take away from him being as much as
that's like Drake.
Niggas hate light skin.
Doesn't make nigga him hate
light skin.
Okay?
It's a light skin nigga thing that a light skin would say about another light skin nigga.
That's like light skin Inception.
Is it bathroom?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's fucked up.
That's exactly what it is.
Now, anyways.
Top five.
Top five. MF Doom, Abso.
Fuck, I should have said MF Doom.
But you put Bash for the world, though.
That's literally twice that you didn't put MF Doom, and you have a whole tattoo on
I'm saying.
I put Madlib.
Oh, this is really hard, bro. What'd I say? I said MF Doom.
First off of your head. That's what makes it best. Because the first person you think about type shit.
Okay, yeah. So MF Doom, Abso, this nigga's named Shad from Canada. He's one of the reasons I learned how to speak English. So shout out to him.
Yeah.
And him. I would have to say Kendrick Lamar.
Hey.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And Mos Def.
Mos Def.
I was gonna say either Nas or AZ. Instead of Mos Def, I remember Matt, like
Black Star too. Black Star.
Black Star is a whole Tyler Kwali.
You know what I give? I give props to Nas.
Anyway, MF Doom is still in my top 10. He's a 6. So fuck it.
It's okay,
John. So, it's 6. That's his 6. But yeah, damn, this nigga fucked me up.
Right?
Wow. You said something about
right?
Nas.
Yeah, so yeah, I recently was watching an interview with Snoop, and I didn't really dig Nas at first.
Yeah.
And that interview made me have more respect, and now I'm like, I'm going to go re-listen. Like, it's like I was telling him. I love DMX, but not as a rapper. It's weird.
Thank you. Me too.
I like to act like I was telling him in the
like
movie with Jet Li when he was
I even like him as an actor too. Yeah.
As an actor, he was solid.
His acting
Nas
was solid.
Nas is just so
solid.
Like, bro, when I first saw
in Belly and the movie with Jet
when
Jet
I saw
Yo,
Belly,
yeah, he killed it.
When I saw Belly, when I was like 9, when I saw, I was like, what the?
I was a child.
Fuck.
I thought DMX was an actor.
Me too.
I didn't think he was a rapper.
I was like, yo.
I knew he was a rapper. Until I saw the album cover with him full of blood.
I knew he was a rapper, but Belly made me realize he can do anything.
Same shit. Same shit. And for some weird reason, I imagine, for some reason, I just put him in a Blade for some reason.
I know. Yeah, me too. I know what you mean. I thought he was in Blade too.
I didn't see that at all.
He gives Wesley Snipes vibes.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it was around that time too.
Yeah,
and it was really cool.
That's what you mean.
Y'all niggas ain't mistaken Wesley Snipes or not.
No, we're not mistaking him, but I could see him play Blade.
No.
I could definitely see him play Blade.
There's only one Blade.
Do you guys have anything that you guys would like to plug in before we let you go?
Yes, I want to make a shout out to Slug Network, 999 Section, Tragic Studios, and Grimy MTL.
Boom.
And I'll have to say, summer is coming soon for Famine. And that's it. And Eurowave.
Famine, that's
a
new thing.
I don't know what the fuck I had to play.
The squirrel.
Yeah, shout out to my son.
Shout out to Marcus the squirrel.
Shout out to Marcus at the crib.
I can't believe you didn't call him Rufus.
No, you should have.
Nah, named him after my
homie. You should have come Pierre.
I had a slew of names. I wanted to name him Abdel initially.
Why Abdel, bro?
Niggas would have been so bad.
Why Abdel? Why Abdel? Why Abdel?
This is a nice name.
It's the first name that came to my head. I was like Abdel.
Abdel.
Abdel
the squirrel.
That would have been dope.
Yeah,
bro,
dog,
still have been canceled.
You.
You would have been like, oh, he does not support Muslims. This is bad.
I got an album coming out. I don't know when. It's done. I just don't know what the
it's
fuck.
It's done, but yeah, we don't know when we're to dry it.
What else you got coming out? That's I'm really
inconsistent. Famine's coming out soon.
Famine's coming out for him. Video's coming out soon.
Cashew's music video coming out soon.
Both of your IGs.
It's at DOTHOUTKAST. Spelled DOTHE OUTKAST.
And at Jamvis, because y'all niggas don't know how to spell Jamvis. So it's JAMVIS.
I sent you the thing. How to do it too?
I did.
He's gonna plug his in.
Also at Jamvis, so it's some niggas don't know how to spell it. Says,
three spells.
He called it. J A M V V I S. So y'all can tap in on that.
Yeah, y'all are funny ass niggas. I won't lie.
This was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Yeah. Niggas made, that was the first episode. Niggas just made niggas spill and just be out.
No, we were really. It's
everywhere.
Called the clumsy episode.
Mess.
The clumsy episode because I am clumsy.
That's a real nigga episode.
I'm a clumsy nigga.
You're officially invited to the anime episode.
So yeah,
the anime episode.
Yeah, we're gonna have.
What's an anime episode?
We're gonna have an anime episode where we're about to go crazy.
Vicky, dressed up in the whole thing.
Yeah, it's you. You see the figures, yo, bro. We don't play.
And we're also gonna have like where we have artists come and go off of video games.
Official star hat.
So we're just gonna film like you going against Jambis.
You're gonna have me on record whooping this nigga ass.
Whooping
this
ass.
Oh,
Goku.
Because we're gonna have a whole tourney that we're gonna do and shit. Yeah.
I got the bleach butterfly on me.
Run us out.
Oh, that ass.
Yes, the bleach hell butterfly.
I remember. Yeah, that's tight. That's actually.
Close it down.
Right, man, yo, this is the Paper Case Podcast. Niggas are drunk as fuck
bullet,
right now.
Bullet.
Today was your host, Terrence T-Fly, whatever you want to call me. Biggie Boss is in the building. You got Oreo Cookie spilling shit in the studio.
And you got me spilling
everybody
shit,
spilled.
Too.
Everybody spilled.
Not me, nigga.
Cookie, send us out with a good track.
Please. This is my favorite Drake track, just because y'all fucking cut me up. November 18th.
I'm worried about it.